This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about nuclear experiments. Nuclear power is a major energy source in the U.S. It provides almost half of the country's carbon-free electricity. But many of the massive nuclear power plants that were built in the 1970s and 80s have shut down. Others are scheduled to retire in a few decades. The future of nuclear energy could look very different and much smaller. Susan Phillips visited a Department of Energy lab in Idaho to find out what's next.
The Idaho National Laboratory sits on the flat, high desert of the state's southeast corner, about 100 miles southwest of Yellowstone. The dusty land is covered in sagebrush. You can see snow-capped volcanic buttes rising from miles away. About 5,700 people work here at the site, some in silver domes that house reactors, others in windowless buildings surrounded by barbed wire.
Watch your step going through here, please.
Doug Crawford runs the Transient Reactor Test Facility, or TREAT. It's like vehicle crash tests for nuclear reactors. They try to simulate accidents in order to generate a meltdown.
All right, so what you see here right next to you is the TREAT reactor.
It's at this sprawling facility that the first electricity-generating nuclear reactor was built and tested, illuminating four light bulbs. That was in 1951. Since then, 52 nuclear reactors were built and tested at the site, the last one in 1973.
So if you'll follow me, we'll walk past the reactor over to the other side of the high bay, and we'll show you where we're going to be building.
Fast forward 50 years, and now they are developing a much smaller, safer, and portable nuclear reactor. It's called MARVEL, and the hope is that it could be loaded onto a truck, shipped to a disaster zone, or help power a remote village in Alaska.
What we're talking about here is historic in the U.S., and urgent in terms of demands for clean energy.
John Wagner is the director of the Idaho National Labs.
The first few reactors are going to be very, very small. They're going to be involved in learning how to do this again and demonstrating the technologies to provide confidence for future deployments.
The MARVEL micronuclear reactor is the brainchild of 36-year-old Yasser Arafat.
MARVEL is actually an acronym. It's a very long acronym. It stands for the Microreactor Applications Research, Validation, and Evaluation Project.
Application, or using the reactor not simply for testing purposes, is key.
Where we're going to try to figure out how we extract heat and energy from a nuclear reactor and apply it and combine it with solar and wind and other energy sources.
The reactor itself is tiny, at least in the world of nuclear power. It will be about the size of a sedan and can fit onto the back of an 18-wheeler. Weighing about 2,000 pounds, it will be made up of 3,800 parts and built from scratch here at the Idaho Labs. Unlike the massive nuclear projects of the past that include giant concrete cooling towers, the MARVEL is designed to provide carbon-free energy to remote areas not attached to any power grid. Remote locations that often rely on dirty diesel engines.
When we turn on the light switch in our homes, it turns on right away, right? So we take it for granted after a while, but it's not the same for the remainder of the world. There's about 7 billion people on this planet. About 2.5 billion out of 7 does not have access to electricity.
Yasser says there are three key advantages to this new design.
We can build them in factories, the way we make cars. We can transport them in standard roads. And the third, which is the most important one, they have to be self-regulating, right? We cannot have hundreds of people the way we run larger power plants. For these smaller systems, they have to be so automated that we don't require human interaction to actually ensure they can be run safely and they can be run properly and reliably.
Safety, of course, is what comes to mind for most people at the thought of trucking a nuclear reactor down a highway or putting one in a small village in Alaska. Yasser says the fuel for the MARVEL is the same fuel used at about 24 universities across the country that have had test reactors for decades. And because of the reactor's size, it doesn't need a containment building. The radioactive fuel rods are protected with several layers of stainless steel.
Everything remains intact no matter what the condition is, whether you have a seismic, an earthquake, whether you have a pipe break or a major leak, whether you have loss of power on the offsite. Under any of these circumstances, the reactor remains as benign as a university research reactor.
The danger with nuclear power is overheating. Unlike a coal or natural gas plant, if you turn off a nuclear plant, the heat continues to get generated. That's why large nuclear plants are located near a body of water. Water is used as a coolant. But the primary coolant for the MARVEL reactor is a liquid metal that does not need mechanical parts, but instead relies on natural circulation. Any excess heat is then cooled by air.
Why is that important? Because air is everywhere, right? Basically, when you put this reactor anywhere, you turn it off, you don't have to worry about providing active cooling. The air will naturally cool itself down. So not that these accidents are possible, but if they happen, even a one in a million chance, nothing is a consequence, okay? So it is very, very benign from a safety perspective.
But Ed Lyman, director of nuclear power safety for the Union of Concerned Scientists, calls the idea of MARVEL and other microreactors utterly insane and likely to go nowhere. Lyman says it's a myth that these microreactors could be safer than any other type of reactor. And he says they're cost prohibitive, so it's just not worth it. The MARVEL will generate about 20 kilowatts of electricity. That's only enough to power 10 to 20 homes. The lab does not develop technology for its own use, but to share it with U.S. companies that would develop it at scale. Yasser admits building a microreactor is not easy.
My hope is companies would actually take this, leverage this technology, and actually be able to come up with commercial versions that can be cost competitive with solar, wind, and oil and gas, and be able to deploy them everywhere. That jump is not an easy jump.
The cost is about $81 million for design, construction, 2 years of operation, and decommissioning. Yasser says that's modest for a nuclear reactor. And since it's the first one, others can be factory built and cost less.
There are so many companies out there that are working on microreactors. At least some of them have to be successful. So the way I see the future, we're going to be making these microreactors so safe, so benign, but also economically feasible that it can be widespread around not just the U.S., but around the world.
The lab plans to complete the MARVEL reactor next year when it would power the world's first nuclear microgrid at the site. For The Pulse, I'm Susan Phillips.